A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Ches, Moed Katan 8a, pagination is 15. We're going to be focusing on the last words of the Mishnah, which is the second half of the page. And the last words state, Lo Ye'orer Adam Al Meso, a person should not arouse himself regarding a dead relative. V'lo yasbidenu, and he shouldn't eulogize, kodem l'rega shloshim yom, before a holiday, 30 days before the holiday, he should not do so. So there would be some sort of restriction of holding a eulogy before a holiday, 30 days before the holiday. What type of holiday? So for starters, we're talking about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, which are the classic holidays. And we would have to do some research and figure out whether it applies to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, and Purim as well. Which, basically, it doesn't, but let's get to it in order. Counting up from the bottom, six lines, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that we just mentioned, Kodem Haregel Shloshim Yom, 30 days before the holiday, there's a restriction on eulogies. And the Gemara will give the reason, and we will have to develop this, because obviously it has major ramifications. Does this mean even a regular funeral would have some sort of restriction on eulogies 30 days before the holiday? Which is not true, but we need to understand why not. Maishno shloshim yom. What's the significance of these 30 days? Amar Rav Kana said, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, Maise ba'odam echad, there was once a story, and obviously it wasn't just once a story, but this once a story highlighted a weakness in the system, and therefore they made this rule. The story was, Shekines Maos La'alos L'Regel, he gathered money to go to Yerushalayim for the holiday, Uvasafton V'Omar Al Pesach Beso, and a eulogizer, a person who is an expert at arousing the crowd to honor the deceased, came and stood by the opening of his door, V'natlasan Ishto, and his wife took the package of money that was designated as his Aliyah L'Regel fund, V'nasnasan Lo, and gave it as payment to the Safton to eulogize. Apparently a close relative of theirs had died, and she felt this would be a great honor. Perhaps the father or mother of her husband passed away, and she felt this was like a really good move, and she gave away the money. V'nimna, and as a result, he refrained v'lo ola, and did not go to Yerushalayim. He didn't have the funds. Perhaps he was stunned by her behavior, whatever it is, but it just took the punch out of his intent to go to Yerushalayim. Ba'osa Shah Amru, at that time they made this legislation, that lo ya'orer al meso v'lo yasbidenu kodem l'rego shloshim yom, that you should not make a hesped before the holiday by 30 days. Now I mentioned that a story is not just one-time story. Chazal was so careful not to make legislations unless they held that they were warranted. Obviously this story was indicative of a pattern that Chazal were worried about, that money is designated for Yom Tif use, and it ends up getting used because a safton, a person who eulogizes the dead, that's for good or for bad, but that's a weakness that a person has. Maybe it's a good thing, we're trying to honor the deceased. Maybe it's a weakness, we go overboard regarding the deceased, perhaps. But whatever it is, they wanted to make sure that money designated for the holiday would in fact be used for the holiday, Perhaps it's an expression of life must go on despite the mourning. You still have to celebrate the holiday. Interestingly, this rule applies even today, even though there is no Aliyah L'Regel, but there still are significant Yom Tov expenses, and a person can save up or plan, calculate how they're going to spend money for Yom Tov, and if they get sidetracked, it would damage Yom Tov celebration in a significant way, and therefore this rule was put in place. Ushmuel Omar, but Shmuel argues on Rav and says it's not a money issue. It's, turn over to the second side, Levi she'en ames mishtakech min alev shloshim yom. It's because a person does not forget the deceased until 30 days. And if you had the funeral a while back, and now you're 30 days within the holiday, and you're going to do the eulogies again, you're going to activate the mourning, then you're going to enter this situation of Ein Ames Mishtakeach. The deceased is not going to be forgotten. There's a degree that apparently we want the deceased to be forgotten. It's a blessing of life that we live life not thinking that each day is bringing us closer to the day of death. That's not the way we think. When we're in life, we think life. We think the blessing of life. We obviously planning for the future. We're trying to do as many mitzvahs as possible, but we're not living with the cloud of death upon us. That's why there's such a ceremony when a person gets up from Shiva to bring him back to the world of the living, not to dwell on the loss as much as we remember and we develop legacy. There's a tremendous balance. If a person would activate that mourning again within 30 days of the holiday, it would have negative ramifications. And Shmuel says that's the reason for this legislation, that you're not allowed to do it within 30 days of the holiday. May be Nayhu. What's the difference between the explanation of Rav, which focuses on money, and the explanation of Shmuel, which focuses on the eulogies have their impact, and you're going to have to deal with that activated mourning within 30 days of the holiday? Ika Beinayu, the Gemara answers, Dika Ovid Bechinam. If you have a person willing to eulogize for free, no charge. So according to Rav, which was a money issue, perhaps you'd be allowed to do such things within 30 days of the holiday. There's no charge. It's not going to take away from your Yom Tov allocation. But according to Shmuel, Ein Ames Mishtakeach, you're activating the mourning within 30 days of the holiday. You can't do that. It's going to impact the joy of the holiday. How do we paskin? So the Mechaber in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Zayin simply brings this law that you're not allowed to take an old loss and activate it within 30 days of the holiday. And the Mishneh Berurah points out, Afilu im ha-maspid eina notel schar, even if he doesn't take money for it, nevertheless, it is forbidden, and that's following the ruling of Shmuel, because it's impacting the mood of the holiday. The Dirshu Mishneh Berurah spends time on the topic of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and concludes that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, 30 days before them, would not be included in this restriction. And Art Scroll's classic Mourning in Halacha, chapter 8, footnote 20, says clearly that Hanukkah and Purim, rabbinic festivals, are not going to be included either in this restriction. So the 30 days before a holiday is strictly Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. There's one additional point that's very important over here. Tosfos on the top of our Amud Beis makes a observation. He says, "Hu atzmo shari," that perhaps the person himself is different, because misapek mitzayro ayidei tzaaka, by allowing him to be maspid, it might actually remove the pain, v'yismach la'achar zman, and make it easier for him to celebrate the holiday. And that concept, while it depends among the mefarshim, the rishonim, how to apply it, but it does make a very big difference between the type of ceremony that's being held. The Mishneh Berurah in Shaar Tzion mentions that there's a minig to allow people to go to the graveside, even though it's not the time of the burial, and it's within 30 days of the holiday, the upcoming holiday, and people seem to allow it to say Kel Mole, to say the memorial prayer. And presumably the explanation is similar to the concept that this Tosfos is presenting, which is that if it is a gathering that is going to bring towards the healing of the sense of mourning, it's therapeutic, so then it's going to be allowed. It's only when we're talking about a saftona, like a high-priced saftona, even if he doesn't charge, but he's the type of person that has the talent to activate people's mourning, to make people cry, to appreciate the loss, that type of activity is what's restricted 30 days before the holiday. Likewise, if there's a shloshim gathering, and the shloshim gathering is not intended to activate people's mourning, but rather to come to terms, and it's part of the therapy of the first year, so then that too presumably would be permitted. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.